On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, I interview Kai Kroeger, get some fantastic insights into the team and their offseason, and then also a fun personal note. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 252 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where normally I keep every episode from 1801 to 2001, but that will not be the case as I have a fun episode for you guys where I had Kai Kroeger back on the show, sat down for an interview with him. Nice interview, about 25 minutes or so, so obviously a little bit longer of an episode than normal, but really was happy to sit down with Kai, talk a little bit about last season, talk about this upcoming season, the off season, personal goals of his, and everything like that. So I hope you guys enjoy that very much here. But before I turn things over to Kai, I do have a fun personal note here. I'm moving to Charlotte. Yeah, moving back down south. You know, it always had a little call to me. My time here in the Big Apple in New York City has been a blast connecting with New York City Gamecocks and New York City college football fans has been amazing. Connecting with Gamecocks just social media-wise and everything has been fantastic, and having the opportunity to show them the Mason Jar, the Gamecocks Bar here has been a lot of fun. Doing a lot of fun things with those guys at the Mason Jar has been a blessing. This has been home for me, but like I said, there's always been a little bit of calling to come back home to the South where I really, really had some of the best years of my life down at USC. So not going to be too far from Columbia, up in the Queen City, so it's going to be really exciting to be able to go to more than like one game a year and then go down for some basketball games, some baseball games. Very, very excited. I'm personally very excited to go to a call-in show for Shane Beamer. I've always wanted to do that, and now I'm going to have the opportunity to. So I do mention that to Kai Kroeger in the interview, so now you know why. So yeah, if you're in the Charlotte area, send me recommendations, breweries, bars, restaurants. Tell me where the great spots are to watch Gamecocks games. I need to know it all. But before we jump into the interview as well, I have a piece of trivia for y'all because we're still doing our handy-dandy Gamecock calendar here. So let's go. Can you name the South Carolina offensive tackle who was a sixth-round NFL pick of the Carolina Panthers 5 years ago? Ooh. Sixth-round pick 5 years ago. See, my first thought went, I went to Brandon Shell, who I don't think was actually drafted by the Panthers now I think about it. I think he got drafted maybe by the Jags in like the fourth round. I don't know. This one's, I'm not too sure. Who do we got here? Dennis Daly. There you go. Shout out Gamecock football. Shout out the offensive line. We need you guys, the big boys up front. Hopefully this year they have it together. But without further ado, sit back, relax, as I welcome on our punter, Kai Kroeger. All right. Well, I'd like to welcome the first recurring student athlete guest, a very special guest, the Kaisman, Kai Kroeger. What's going on, man? Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. First recurring guest. How about that? I'm going to put you in my Hall of Fame if I ever make one. But the last time we talked, you mentioned your golf game. You said it was one of your bigger hobbies outside of football. How's it looking lately? How's the golf game?
Definitely the best I've been playing of late. And I actually haven't been like playing and practicing as much, kind of getting into the more of the football mood. But it's definitely the best it's been, which I'm definitely happy about.
All right. Love that. Yeah. I just played not too long ago for the first time in like a year, and I actually felt pretty good. So
yeah, sometimes it helps.
Yeah, honestly, just a little time off. But hey, I'm actually moving down to Charlotte next month. So hey, maybe like set up a little Cox Talking Gamecocks links event.
Definitely.
Or something like that. You'll have to spot me like a million strokes, but
no.
We'll see how it goes. But yeah, really wanted to once again say really appreciate you coming on. Yeah, it was gonna be fun. A big week for college football. We talked about it just 2 seconds ago. NCAA video game is out. Much anticipated return. Are you playing as South Carolina? Are you going as an upstart program? Are you not a video game guy? Walk me through that.
So I haven't actually played the game yet. I'm waiting on the code. They're going to send us a code. Some of my friends have the game already, and they've been sending me pictures, which has been pretty cool. But I'll definitely be playing as Carolina.
That's awesome.
Just riding with them.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys, it's like a code just for like being in the game, I'm assuming.
Yeah, if you're in the game, they'll send you a code like to get the game for free.
Very cool. Yeah, you have to make Carolina like a dynasty, for lack of a better term, with the game mode. And then after you get a couple natties under your belt, like I'm thinking I might go like Western Kentucky or
something like that. Yeah,
exactly. Right. And bring them to prominence. But I actually was curious, like, did EA Sports, like, did you see them around the facility at all? Or like, how did that work?
I actually haven't. I haven't seen any of them. They might have been around. I just haven't seen them. And I know there's a lot of guys talking about how their speed needs to be up or the ratings are low. But yeah, I haven't seen any of them. So I'm definitely interested to see how they got all their information.
Yeah. And then did they like send you an email like saying, do you want to opt into the game? Here's like the terms and conditions, or was it
like through like the NIL app that we use? You had to agree to be in the game, and then they went through and selected like the players they wanted to be in the game or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's like 85 on the roster or something for the game.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Really cool. Yeah. No, I'm actually pumped. Like, I'm not a gamer, but I bought an Xbox to play this game.
There you go.
And so I'm definitely shaking off the rust. But speaking of the game, and you just kind of touched on it with the NIL app, like, I don't think this becomes possible without NIL becoming legitimized. And it's obviously a really hot topic amongst fans, but wanted to get your perspective as a student athlete, because I think that's something that is oftentimes missing in these conversations between fans. So how has NIL impacted you? And like, do you have experience working with the Garnet Trust? What's that all like?
Yeah, I would say I think NIL is great, but my perspective is more so on the experiences and the people you can meet through it, not so much just getting a check or getting some cash. Obviously, getting $100 here and there is great and all, but I'd say my opportunities have been more so going to places, experiencing things, and meeting new people, which for me is like the biggest, that's like I've had the most fun doing that. It's been kind of the biggest surprise for me to see all the different opportunities there are out there. And you know, there are a lot of guys that have those opportunities, and then there's the other guys where they're just getting paid or they're just getting deals here and there. But yeah, I work with the Garnet Trust a good bit. I've had a lot of stuff go through them, and working with Jeremy a lot, he's been great. But yeah, for me, it's all about the experiences and meeting the people I've been able to meet.
No, that's awesome. I mean, and I guess like at the end of the day, that's what it's really intended to be, right? Definitely. Where like, you know, you have a lot of fans, you've made our Saturdays really fun many times. And so to be able to connect with the fans, like that is what it's all about.
Exactly.
What does that process look like though? More so working with the Garnet Trust, like do they say, hey, we have an event, we'd like you to come X amount for appearance fee, or like, what does that look like?
Yeah. So for me, cause I don't know how it works with other guys. But for me, it's been like, hey, there's an event here. We'd like for you to come. It'll be, let's say 2 hours and you'll get X amount of dollars. Or it's like, hey, this company wants to do a radio spot with you, like that one I did back in the day with the Kubota tractors. That was like, that's what that was about. It just kind of depends on the situation and what it is, but it's normally them reaching out, saying they have an opportunity and just seeing like what my thoughts are on it and if I'm interested.
Okay. So pretty straightforward, or less.
Very, very straightforward.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely an interesting thing where, you know, I've said this on the podcast where like, I'm a member of the Garnet Trust, but I'm never going to tell anybody what to do with their money type of deal. Right. But I think it's here to stay. And I think, like you said, it facilitates these experiences with the fans. I think people just think it's a lot of pay to play, but is there anything that you would want to say? Like if you could put like an elevator pitch as to why fans should support NIL, like, do you think it's like worthwhile or anything like that?
Well, it's arguably the most influential thing in college athletics right now. There are definitely some negatives, with like tampering, and maybe some guys are just playing for money or that kind of thing. But I know like the guys we have, they're all obviously like everyone knows what guys are making or like the cars they get and all that stuff, but like it's not a problem with us. And we actually make it a very clear point, like to not talk about that stuff and to just keep it very loose. And although it's like it's very important and we have guys that benefit a lot from it, it's more so like it's team ran in the sense of we're making sure guys are being smart with it. They're educated, they know how to handle their money, do smart things with their money, and more so use it as like a guide for later on in life. But yeah, like you said, it's arguably the most influential thing in college athletics. So you almost like have to play a role in that in order to either whether it's getting certain players or, maintaining a good program or a dynasty program, that kind of thing.
Yeah, very cool. Totally makes sense. Now, change gears a little bit away from NIL. Got to touch on it. Last time we spoke, the vibes were a little different. The team was coming off beating Tennessee and Clemson, whereas this offseason, things are a little different, right? I don't think the season ended the way anyone would have wanted to. So I'm not trying to open up the old wounds here for both of our sakes here, but I wanted to get your perspective on what was the vibe around the team that last month, because you guys faced a ton of adversity. You guys had the injuries, you were staring down the barrel of a really, really tough looking record, but yet you still fought and you made a really great run there at the end of the season to be in that position to get to a bowl game, went down to the wire. What was the vibe around the building when you guys were at 2-6 to say, hey, it's not over yet?
Yeah, it's interesting because when you get at a point that low, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of my freshman year during COVID, except like I can back then we were, I don't remember, like one in similar situation, except we had one win at the time. And at that point, everyone was like just negative all the time. It was just really bad vibes in the building, that kind of thing. But like last year, we don't have success. And like you said, 2-6 or whatever it was, it's like guys were still extremely hopeful. They were still bringing the energy every day, which is what I like to see, just so we don't get back into that place we were a few years ago. And like you said, we did have that success a little bit towards the end of the year, and obviously we needed to win that Clemson game to get to a bowl game. But there wasn't a doubt in my mind going into that game that we weren't going to win or anything like that, just because our guys were approaching it the same every day as if we were 11-0 at that point or whatever it was.
Now, was that coming from certain coaches, or was it just from the locker room itself? This, kind of vibe of just on to the next, like we're going to keep plugging away here.
Yeah, I'd say Coach Beamer definitely instilled it in us, but then it almost was like the team took over, and we were having weekly player only meetings, where guys could express how they were feeling or anything that they thought maybe we needed to change or adjust, which I thought was very beneficial for us, and something that we're going to continue into this year. But it definitely started with Coach Beamer and just the positivity he brought every day.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, you see it as a fan, in his press conferences and things like that, just sort of this steady, we're not going to get too high, not too low. But I want to touch on something you just said. You said you guys are going to continue those player only meetings throughout the season this year. Oh, that's very cool. Love it.
It's yeah, I mean, it's really, I mean, sometimes we're in there for 15 minutes, sometimes we're in there for 2 minutes, and someone like only one person says something. But it's a good time for everyone to have a chance to say what's on their mind. And we've had some very good meetings in there.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you get away from your boss or your coach, the walls come down a little bit, right?
Oh,
And
definitely.
you can talk a little bit more freely. So absolutely makes sense. And so with that, how has the mood been this off season?
I'd say, whether it's because the new guys we got in or some new coaches, that kind of thing, it's like a whole nother level. And it's like everything we've done in the past, whether it's been good or bad, like doesn't exist. And we're just looking at it like this is our opportunity. We know, in a sense, like our backs are against the wall. And we know that, the outside noise has all these things to say about us, and that's just motivation. And I'm seeing all the extra work that certain guys, certain position groups, and even coaches are putting in. It definitely has me excited, where hopefully I won't be on the field as much. No, it's been really good. And our summer conditioning or workout program has been probably the most intense it's been, and we've had the mo or the least accountability issues out of the time I've been there. So
Really?
guys are being accountable, they're giving their best effort, and we're seeing a lot of gains in the weight room.
Wow, really cool. So, like, are you doing like different types of workouts, or like, did you change up the schedule? Like, what's that look like?
The schedule is the same, but it's like what we're doing during the workout and how we're managing our time, which each different movement or lift or conditioning, that kind of thing. And it's keeping the guys engaged and more guys are being vocal, which has been really good for us.
Oh, that's really cool. And then, like, without giving away any like state secrets or anything here, like what's the message been from Coach Beamer himself? Like, is it that what you just said, like everyone's going to doubt us, so let's just go for it? Or is there like a certain mantra that's been this off season or anything particular?
Yeah, he does a good job of, obviously we know the outside noise, but he doesn't want to make that the focus. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anyone on the outside thinks. It's all about the guys in the program and in the building. And that's been a main point, is like, and kind of like something that I put out a few years ago with the all we got is all we need thing. It's like just the people in the building are what's important, and that's what we need to be focusing on. And because of the things he's been saying, a lot more guys are, getting in contact with each other, becoming friends, hanging out outside the building. Which has been really good to see because, as you build connections and get closer to one another, then the trust grows and just the overall comfortability grows, which is what we need during the season. And there's going to be a lot of times in games where, fourth quarter, late drives, and you're going to remember those moments during this offseason, and that's going to bring us together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you caught Coach Beamer's press conference at the media days today, but he basically said, like, there might be people in this room right now who are going to pick us 14th, 15th in the league, but I don't care about that.
Yep.
Like, I know what we
True.
have. We
It's
know what
true,
we have. And absolutely. I mean, and I think as a fan of the Gamecocks, you almost get used to that to some degree. And you just say, like, screw them. Like,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
we'll beat them when it matters. But
Yeah.
I gotta ask. I saw you guys went whitewater rafting. Like, what was that all about?
That was unbelievable. We went, it was a place outside of Charlotte, that has like whitewater rafting. They have obstacle courses, rope, all this stuff. And so you were in, I think it was groups of eight, was the average. And there was a guide, and they took us on these man-made whitewater rafting routes or trails, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And there was one side that was like the more, I guess, like more amateur level, not really that intense. And then there was like their professional track or whatever that was like pretty intense, and the waves were, I mean, it felt like you were actually out in the mountains somewhere.
Jeez.
Like going rafting. And I was one of the people that fell off the raft a few times, but I will say that was probably the most fun part, was falling off.
Yeah.
Which probably wouldn't be the case if you were out in the nature. But it was, yeah, we had a great time, and literally everybody loved it.
That's awesome. So was that just like a team building activity, more or less?
It was split up, so like the offense went rafting first or whatever it was, and then the defense went, and they had us do like team building exercises, and like communication stuff like that. And out in the woods, they had like all these different things set up, which I thought was really cool. But definitely the rafting was the highlight.
For sure. Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Soon to be Charlottite or whatever the hell we call
Exactly. There
ourselves.
you go.
So looking at this season here, one of the bigger changes that came that affected you was that Pete Lembo went to go coach at Buffalo. Shout out to the Mac. And then Joe DeCamillis comes in to coach special teams. So what can you tell us about how that change has gone?
It's been probably as smooth as it could go. Obviously, I was close with Coach Lembo. A lot of guys were, and he had a very unique coaching style. And Coach Joe D comes in, and he's like, it's almost like polar opposites in the sense of how they act and the way they talk. But I think our guys love it. I know they do, and they're so interactive in the meetings, and they love Joe D already, and they participate in all of his antics and that kind of thing. But he's been extremely beneficial for me in the sense of, all of his training and practice habits are from the NFL. So everything that he's telling me are things that he had his NFL punters working on, or NFL players, like for the other guys on the team. So it's been really beneficial for us as a position group specifically. And also guys on the team are learning, how the best in the game do it.
That's really cool. So are there different like techniques or like formations, for lack of a better word, that you guys are learning that you hadn't seen before? Like, does that NFL experience really show?
Yeah, I'd say it. There are some stuff like schematically that's different, but for me specifically, it's technique stuff that I had never even thought about, or I thought like wouldn't work just because like it doesn't make sense when you think about it. But then you actually do it, and it works and helps a lot. And then I'm kind of focusing on the punting stuff rather than, how our guys line up on the punt team, that kind of
Sure.
thing. But and we'll get more into that as the offseason and we get in as we get into season. But yeah, it's just been a lot of stuff that I either hadn't heard of or that I didn't think would work that have actually tremendously helped.
Wow, very, very cool. And you said his style was sort of opposite. Was that just from the standpoint of you're not getting like history lessons during the meeting, or like maybe some more curse words? Like, what's that mean?
Honestly, both of those,
Okay.
but in a good way. And he keeps us moving around in the meeting, so we're not just sitting down for 30 minutes. Guys can get tired or something. Where it's super interactive, and guys sometimes are yelling out answers. And he loves it. He participates in all that.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, no, I was really excited to see when they brought him on. I'm not going to sit here and say I knew the special team coordinator for the Rams or whatever, but after seeing his press conference and things like that, he seemed to really bring that same passion that
Definitely.
Lembo had and that I think Coach Beamer really wants.
Yeah.
So looking at this upcoming season comes with a lot of changes to the conference, obviously, new teams, no divisions, all that. So looking at our schedule here, is there a game or two that you have circled that you're really looking forward to, whether it's you want to try and beat a certain team, or maybe you're looking forward to seeing the stadium. I won't try and get you in hot water here.
Yeah, that's I gotta be careful how I answer this. I'll exclude Clemson because that's obvious.
Sure.
I'll say Alabama is going to be really fun. I think everyone, has the dream of playing in that stadium, or you hear all about it. But for me, I'll probably go Ole Miss is probably the game.
Yeah, fair enough. I think a
No,
lot
I
of
know it's at
fans.
home, but I don't need to say anything more about it. But
Yeah, no, understood. I think a lot of fans are with you on that one. I think I'm going to try to be in attendance for that one. Are there any personal goals that you have for yourself this season?
I think it's hard not to say that I want to have accolades like All American, All Conference. But for me, I think it's gonna be more so how I handle situations and how I'm able to impact games, rather than like maybe what the stats show or what the accolades may be. And hopefully I'm not out there, or the only time I'm out there, it's to hit really short punts. For me, it's just going to be impacting games and controlling field position rather than like going into a game hoping like, okay, these are the numbers I need to have if I want to get player of the week or something like that. For me, it's just all about impacting games and making sure we have the best net punt we can have.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally makes sense. And then last one here before I get you out of here. If you could send one message to the fan base about this team for this season, what would it be?
That's a tough question. That's probably the hardest question I get.
I really backloaded the question list here.
I mean, I would want the fans to know that like everything for like we have just tremendous amounts of love and appreciation for them. And I think having their support, as much as like we don't want to look at the outside noise and that kind of thing, but their support means the world to us. And at the end of the day, we're going out on the field not only to win for ourselves, but to win for, all the people that are providing everything for us, which are the ones in the stands. So I'm just, we're coming from a very humble and appreciative mindset, and just really looking forward to interacting with the fans and hoping they bring the energy every week.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, heard. And, as one of the people in the fan base, I really appreciate all the work that y'all put in and recognize that it's a lot. And, there's a lot on your guys' shoulders. You put in a lot of time and effort in. The more rational ones of us understand
Yeah.
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
But thanks so much, man. Really appreciate you taking the time. Good luck this season. And we got your back.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Well, I really hope that you guys enjoyed that interview. I certainly did. I mean, Kai is really a down-to-earth, nice person. You can tell he has that passion for the Gamecocks, for the community, and I really loved everything he had to say about NIL, and I really loved hearing the messaging that's being taught and preached this offseason going into the team, and hearing that there's going to be those regularly scheduled players-only meetings. I think says a lot about the leadership on this team. Sometimes when you hear players-only meetings, it's a little bit of a red flag. But I think when you have that leadership and accountability from the players themselves, and they're able to sit down and look each other in the eye and say, hey, this is where we're falling short. This is where we need to improve. You can do better here. I can do better there. I think that really speaks to a greater culture of keeping everyone accountable, no matter who you are, what your rank is, and things like that. But was really glad to have him back on. Maybe we'll do something again, and who knows, maybe he's a regular guest here on the show. But I really appreciate y'all listening. If you can, do me a solid, share this episode around. Now we got Kai on. It's not just me blabbing on and on like normal. Share this to one other Gamecock fan that you know. It would mean the world to me. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter or X is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.